It's International Mental Health Week, kicks off on Wednesday until October the 12th. It coincides with World Mental Health Day, which takes place each year globally on October 10th. There's lots of events planned around the week in Kilkenny. And to tell us more, Trish Finnegan from Lifeline Kilkenny and Mary from Grow Mental Health in Kilkenny are joining us in the Beat Studios this morning. Of course, there's stuff going on everywhere in every county in Ireland. But we said we'd talk to you today about some of the events in Kilkenny.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, there is stuff going on all over the country for International Mental Health Week, but particularly in the southeast, there's ourselves from the 4th to the 12th. And in Carlow, the Mensana Fest starts on the 9th and goes to the 27th of October. And because Carlow and Kilkenny are quite close, and Wexford and Carlow and Kilkenny and Waterford, then it will involve the whole of the southeast, we hope.
We're very open about mental health these days. As I said, we have songs about it. We have lots of different organisations. We talk about it more. Has our own mental health become better? Are we better at talking about things these days, do you think?
I think the younger generation, my son and daughter's generation, like the 20s and downwards, yes, they mm-hmm. are. I'm not so sure that my generation, 40s, 50s and upwards, are as good as the younger generation is.
Okay. It says in the brochure, the Kilkenny brochure, that we all suffer from mental ill health even at some point. Can you explain a little bit more about that? What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm 51, Orla, so I have lived like the last 5 decades. And when you're a child, most of us don't go through traumatic experiences as children, but a lot of children do. Bereavement of grandparent. And as you go through life, there are always incidents that will affect your mental health and how mm-hmm. you feel about yourself. So, for instance, bullying at school, bullying in the workplace, even just we were talking before on air, when you have a child, postnatal depression, even before you have a baby, all of that constant, will I be a good mother? Will I be a good father? How will I be able to breastfeed? I really want to. Oh God, what is the birth going to be like? We all go through those things. And people who say that they don't suffer from mental health must lead very stress-free lives, because we all do at some point in our life have some issue that affects our mental health. And it is really important for everybody to understand that in order to be completely well, we need to look after our physical and our mental health, and both are really tightly connected.
And Mary, you're from Grow Mental Health in Kilkenny. Tell us a little bit about what you do to protect and look after our mental health.
Okay. Grow is a community-based support group that's on weekly in most counties and big towns in Ireland. The groups are anonymous. People are known by their first name only, and it's based on a 12-step program. So it's based on AA originally, and it's you don't need a diagnosis to come to Grow. Everyone can come to Grow. So it's really, I suppose, replacing what that tea time, you know, talking over the tea and come in and we'll solve everything with a cup of tea. And I suppose we're all living busy lives now, and we don't have that the same amount of time for each other. That somewhere like Grow, that you can come in and you don't have to have a diagnosis. As I say, you can be from just shyness to anxiety to having actually a diagnosis of schizophrenia or whatever. People come in because we don't deal with the diagnosis. We deal with how it affects us and what can we do to have a better quality of life.
Okay.
So that's what we do. We try and give people a little bit of direction.
And is it a type of drop-in, or do you need to arrange?
You don't need to arrange to come, but on grow.ie you'll find all your local groups, but you can turn up, because it's really important with mental health issues that you can do it when you feel up to it.
Okay.
And not that you have to plan it, because today maybe I'm feeling good and I say, yeah, now I'd like to try that out. Oh, I didn't ring, I can't go. So no, that you can just drop in. So you can drop into any meeting and you'll get a warm welcome and a cup of tea, of course, afterwards. It's really important.
And we'll talk about your event that you're having for International Mental Health Week in just a minute. I'm just curious to know what the kind of gender divide is for people who come to Grow. Is it mostly, you know, we say that men are, you know, terrorists for not talking through their problems. Do you see a lot of men coming?
It would be the majority, I have to agree, would be women. Mm. But we do have some groups that are actually more men. We have a Tuesday morning group in Kilkenny and the majority are men. I suppose with the men's sheds and the development of the men's sheds, the idea of talking is becoming more popular or more normal. But I think, as I say, you know, we miss out on that community idea nowadays. Mm. So I think, you know, men are cashing in on it and going into the men's sheds and going shoulder to shoulder. And it's easier to talk that way for men.
And that's good to hear. It's good to hear that there's something for men as well, and just men too, because sometimes they need that. Tell us about your event that you're having for International Mental Health Week.
Well, John Lonergan, most people know John. He's the ex-governor of Mountjoy Prison. John is a patron of Grow and he's very good to us. And he's been in Waterford already, I believe, doing this talk about happiness and how to be happy with my colleague, Caroline Crotty. And they're coming to Kilkenny. So they're coming on the 4th of October at 7 o'clock in Langton's.
So that's not how to be happy, but how to be content as well, which
absolutely
is a great word.
Happy and content. I think happiness comes and goes, doesn't it?
Yeah, we need to be content.
Yeah,
there's lots of events. There was a big brochure that was sent to me. You've loads of interesting stuff going on. Pizza and poetry, I saw. You have talk from an endurance athlete.
Yes, my lovely husband, Eamon, said to me that he would be a great speaker way back in February when he finished the endurance row across the Atlantic. So I got in touch with him via Facebook and Gavin is coming to talk to us in the Spring Hill Court Hotel on Wednesday the 11th. It is targeted mainly at the third level students from Carlow, Kilkenny and Waterford. And there will be a bus going from Carlow and a bus going from Waterford. I'm back in college myself and my first year colleagues are helping to promote that event.
Okay.
I'm a social media dinosaur, but they are also going to contact the students' unions and inform them that it's happening. We would hope that the colleges would allow them to come and still be marked in for their modules, for their subjects, but I'm not holding my breath on that one. But it's only for the morning and it's €2 on the bus and it'll be a great event. He's an amazing young, and he's only a young man. And at 21, he signed himself in for rehabilitation from alcohol and drug abuse. And I think that that is an amazingly mature thing for a 21-year-old to do, to admit that he has a problem. And he took up extreme
sports
and some of the things he does. Like at the moment, he can't be here, Orla, as you know, because he's doing a 470-kilometre cycle.
As you
somewhere.
Do.
Yeah. For charity.
Like any weekend with me.
Exactly, yeah.
So that is all for International Mental Health Week. Where can people get the Kilkenny brochure?
It's in Ferrybank Library.
Okay.
Right, and we've dropped them around all of the towns and villages around the county. But if they go onto our community, our conversation Facebook page, there's a link there to it. And I believe we're on we're on Twitter, but I can't remember the hashtag. I think it's KK Mental Health.
And it's also on the Grow site.
Yeah, okay, it's on
good
the Grow
stuff.
Site.
So that is Grow Mental Health.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And it's our community,
our
conversation on Facebook is where get it. And there is so much going on for International Mental Health Week in Kilkenny. As we said, it kicks off on Wednesday until October the 12th, which is the following Wednesday. So Gavin Hennigan is in on Tuesday, October the 11th.
Yeah, Tuesday, October the 11th.
Great. Trish and Mary, thanks a million for coming in and have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you.